Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
Hello, welcome to How to Kill an Hour. There's plenty of ways to kill time out there. You're about to kill some time with myself, Marcus Bronzy.
And me, Nick Bright. What's going on?
I'm all good, man. I'm all good. Obviously, we are doing this work from home thing, Nick.
Yeah, WFH. Everyone is all over it, mate. It's crazy times at the moment, man. But I hope everybody hearing this is staying safe. They're staying indoors. They're social distancing and they're washing their bloody hands.
Wash your hands for 30 seconds. Just do it for 30 seconds. Why not? Why not?
The only problem is, and because I have been following the advice, my hands are like sandpaper. Like, it's just ridiculous. And people are like, oh, well, why don't you cream your hands? Because it's like, I've got to wash them again in a minute. Like, what's the point? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. When you're cooking as well, I feel like hyper. Like, I always wash my hands when I'm cooking anyway, but I feel like I'm with the washing my hands with cooking and then washing my hands all the time. I sit there on the couch watching TV, just looking at red raw hands, man. But I've got a good hand cream though, Nick.
Oh yeah, okay. Is this a sponsored post?
So for our first sponsored post, yeah. Neutrogena hand cream. It's the one, man. I've been using it for years. Concentrated. This isn't a sponsored post, by the way. Yeah, it's a Neutrogena hand cream. Concentrated stuff. You can get it perfumed or not perfumed. It's great, man. Recommended by my granddad. Granddad Bronzy recommended that to me.
I think Neutrogena should be sponsoring that post because we've all had to diversify now. Everybody has. You know, we need to earn money in different ways. Yeah. So I'm currently, because we're not allowed out normally, you know, if I'm doing an episode of How to Kill an Hour with you, I'd normally come down to your studio in West London. But I live out in East London. So, you know, getting over to you and because of social distancing and all the rest of it, it's not going to happen. So as it stands at the moment, I am sat in my living room I've got a Shure SM7B. You say that. Haven't you got like five of them in your studio or something like silly like that?
Something like that, yeah. Got a few knocking around.
I've just got mine on a microphone stand, which is balanced on two books. I've put this picture on my Instagram story, but obviously depending on when you listen to this podcast, the story will have disappeared. The two books that I'm balancing on, I've got Wiley's Esky Boy, which is Wiley's autobiography. And underneath that, that's my phone. You getting that?
Am I? No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh. It's just in my ears. My dad's calling me. Right, Dad, I'll call you back. Right, anyway, he's gone. That's mad. So it weren't coming out on the recording for you, but it was coming out, the ringtone. Dun, 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 dun. It was coming out loud in my ears. Anyway, where was I? The other book that I've got is Ian Wright's autobiography, just underneath that.
Yeah. All right, wicked.
But I've lost my train of thought now because my dad called me, but whatever. Everyone's working from home.
Yeah, you know, and also there is a lot of time now to continue reading content that you haven't, you know, got around to reading a new book. In fact, I have been sent Big Nasty's book. I'll be honest, I've only read like the preface written by Ed Sheeran and like the first bit of the first chapter. So let me get through the rest of that and then I'll give you guys the full lowdown as well. But it's very written from Big Nasty's point of view. It's his words, bruv. It's not like, I mean, I'll be honest, a lot of these guys get writers, right? I can't see Big Nasty sitting out and churning out a whole book. I feel like he's going to be doing other things.
Yeah. It's going to be busy.
He's going to be very busy. But the writing is very big nasty, like the colloquialisms, like he's a London guy, I'm born in London, the stuff that he talks about and the environments he talks about, they've really given it a real gist. I mean, like, here's the little blurb: this is a book for my real G's and ladies. I could tell you that I'm a grand pioneer, successful media mogul, and one of Britain's most recognized personalities, but like I always say, men lie and women lie and numbers don't. So here's some numbers. And then he goes on to some numbers before you get into the book. It's funny, man. It's a fun little book. It dropped this week. I'll read the rest of it in time for next week's episode. All right.
I love it how, like, you actually read your books. I buy them because they look good on the shelf. Real talk. I haven't read Wiley's book. It just looks good on the shelf. I've read a little bit of Ian Wright's book because he was my hero growing up. So I haven't finished it. I've read a little bit of it. And then behind me, hang on, let me just look behind me. So that's where the shelf is. I've got Stormzy's Rise Up, which I haven't opened once. I've got Rodigan's autobiography, David Rodigan, which I've read a little bit of, haven't finished it. I've got Gary V
with Crush It.
With Crushing It, yeah.
Crush It.
Haven't opened it once.
Fucking don't bother, mate.
My favourite book up there, though, is I've basically got the full set, but it's all in one book, of the Where's Wally, if you're American, Where's Waldo books, and it's all in one.
What?
Yeah, the ultimate collection.
Now, that's a book. You know, a lot of other people would walk into your house and be very impressed with, like, the biographies that you got there. I'd go straight to Where's Wally. What? Oh, you're sick, bruv. Oh, can we play that? Please.
Have you seen all these...
Corona versions.
Yeah, where it's just, like, him by himself.
I've got to say, in these dire times, the internet and meme culture is keeping everybody on their toes. It's amazing, man. There's some great memes that have come out there, ain't there?
Well, look, the thing is, you know, it is a serious situation, and, you know, we have to give it the respect that, you know, it deserves, because it is serious. But also at the same time, you know, we have to have a laugh. You know, you have to have a bit of light relief in these dark times. So, you know, if that's by memes and jokes on the internet, then why the hell not?
Exactly. Especially when it's ones like Where's Waldo and he's on a beach and no one's around him. Good joke, man. Social isolate and do it.
Yeah, especially.
Sorry, Nick, I'm eating at the same time.
I just had a drink, mate. You know what I mean? We're all at home. It's because we're all at home. We're all taking the piss.
Yeah, man. All sitting there. Yeah, definitely. You feel more lax when you're at home, don't you? So I'm just finishing off my jacket potato with tuna and sweet corn.
One of the things
sniffing
I've noticed,
into the mic as well. Sorry, mate.
One of the things I've noticed is we're all going to be, because gyms are shut and you're not really meant to go outside. Although, because we both live in London, as things stand at the moment, a lot of people aren't paying much attention to the advice, which is annoying and stupid of those people. But one of the things that I found is that lots of people are going to be quite fat by the time this is over. Yes.
It's coming. We're going to be a load of chubbies, and let's just let it happen. Collectively, let's get fat. And then when we're finally allowed out again, we can all get fit again. But don't let yourself being indoors upset you if you get a few extra pounds on. Now, I know on episode 349, Noel Clark did say it's not about having anything touch the wall. If you're a man, if you walk towards a wall, it should be your dick touching it first, then your feet, and then your nose. But there's nothing wrong at this moment in time. We're going to give you a blight if your tummy touches the wall first. It's all good. Because I am part of the tummy gang at the moment. I've got a bit of belly at the moment. I've got to be honest, Nick. I've not been in the gym for a while. I'm enjoying these quarantine snacks. What is your favorite quarantine snack at the moment?
Well, at the moment, right in front of me, I've got some Fox's jam and cream biscuits. You know, those jam sandwich biscuits. Ooh. They're dangerous, though, because I can bang a whole packet without even blinking.
Yeah.
Like in one sitting. So I'm trying. The good thing is, because I'm on a podcast and I'm talking and it's quite important to and crunching biscuits, it's kind of slowing down the process.
Yeah.
I can hear your cutlery and crockery like banging in the background.
I'm like, yeah, Nick. Oh, true, bro. Oh, yeah, great. But yeah, sorry, you were saying. So you this is preventing you from boxing off the whole packet of biscuits.
Yeah, but it's only delaying the inevitable, because once we finish this recording and the podcast is done, I'll probably end up eating them anyway.
You got to be like, with me, it's portion control. If I can't see it, I can't eat it. If the open packet is there, it's going to get hit up on. If the open packet is closed up and put in the cupboard, I will just eat what's on the plate in front of me. So a couple of biscuits at a time I can do.
But then you know it's in the cupboard and you just go back to the cupboard. Like you're not hiding it from yourself doesn't work. I don't understand when people do this because you know where it's hidden.
All right, I'll be honest. I'm a biscuit smasher. Well, you know what? I am happy that I have, and I've not done this because of what's happened. I'm not a hoarder. I already had a hoard of this because I buy them I buy quite a few tubes at a time. Pringles, salt and vinegar Pringles, bro. Elite crisp. What was that? What was that? What noise was that?
What I will say is Pringles, I agree with you. Pringles are very Moorish.
Yes.
As the slogan kind of.
Once you pop, you can't stop, yeah, son.
Yeah, exactly. The slogan's pointing towards that fact. But salt and vinegar is the deadest flavor of crisp there is, in my
Why
opinion.
Why is this?
Well, look, it's not just voted for by me. Well, actually, I can't say that salt and vinegar is the deadest. But what I can say is that there was a survey done in the UK.
Right.
And the number one flavor was cheese and onion. Number one, right?
That's disgusting.
I think in this survey, we're talking the kind of standard flavors. So we're talking really right. Salted, salt and vinegar, yeah. Cheese. Like, don't start bringing your posh flavors in.
Sensations.
Yeah, and all of that. I'm talking the standard flavors here.
Yeah.
Cheese and onion, it is the best for me. Salt and vinegar is the worst. If you get the regular Walker's multi-pack, right, you're in my home, the green ones are going to be eaten last.
We should have quarantined together, man, because, you know, or self-isolate together, because we would have got on quite well. I would have eaten up all of the salt and vinegars. You would have eaten a cheese and onion. And then the ready salted ones would be both kind of look at them like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Go on, I'll have a pack. Go on.
Thing is with the ready salted ones, right, is, I mean, I've never tried this. Maybe somebody has. If you've got vinegar in your household and you love salt and vinegar flavour so much, can't you just bang some vinegar on the ready salted ones and have salt and vinegar twice?
It's not quite the same flavour. One, soggy crisp, right? Two.
We don't have to soak them. You don't have to like bathe them in vinegar. Just like a sprinkling.
I'm not seasoning my crisps and adding extra flavour to them.
Listen, mate, the supermarket's out of food, mate. Times are hard out there.
Oh, gosh, you might catch me slipping out there. But I love salt and vinegar. I feel like it's got a tang. It's got a zest to it. It cuts through. So if you're having a sandwich with crisps, the crisp flavour cut. Oh, fuck, you can tell we're well in quarantine zone, aren't we, with this topic of conversation. We'll talk about tech in a minute, guys, promise. But the flavour of the vinegar just cuts through. Like whatever you're having, a sandwich, you can even have a salt and vinegar crisp with a bit of chocolate and it kind of works together well.
Yeah.
But what I find with cheese and onion, and please be honest with me, Nick, here, do you not feel concerned about the state of your breath after having a packet of cheese and onion crisps?
Well, I don't normally, you know, bang a packet of cheese and onion crisps if I'm about to go on a date or, you know, see anybody that I'm worried about the smell of my breath with. It's normally in the comfort of my own home or, you know, I'm out at lunch. You know, from work or whatever, and then I eat a packet of crisps, you know, and then I don't really care about going back to the office and being like, hi guys, how you doing? You know, if anything, it's a good thing because it keeps those people away from you, bro, and for the rest of the afternoon you can just kind of snooze at work a bit.
Yeah, chill out at work a bit with your cheese and onion flavoured breath. It is good. I mean, and these topics of conversation are the kind of things that are keeping the UK going at the moment. And I kind of like it, man. We like a good old chat about what we like to eat here at the UK. We can't really complain about the weather now, can we?
No.
Well, can't do that. Can't do that.
What is annoying, though, is for us in the UK, the weather has been absolutely terrible for ages. It's been cold, grey, rainy, you know, winter. Then as soon as this happens and, you know, we're pretty much all in self-isolation, being told not to go out, I'm looking out my living room window right now through the blinds and there's not a cloud in the sky. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful spring day. And it was the same yesterday and the day before that. How annoying is that?
It is very frustrating. There have been some people in the UK that have been using this social distancing is an excuse to use it as a holiday and going outside. And I want to say, you guys are absolute idiots. There are people, I mean, you've seen it on your way into work because Nick has to go into work. You have to drive into work, right? For your radio show.
Yeah, I'm technically a key worker, bro. So, you know, I've got to go out. I'm saving lives out here.
You are saving lives by keeping us happy. Give us some news.
Can I just point out that I am joking for anybody listening to this? I'm not saving lives.
There's a doctor that's off duty right now. Goes, you're a key worker, are you, Nick? All right, cool, mate. Well done. But yeah, you've been out on the streets, man. What's it like?
Yeah, so I've drove to and from the BBC yesterday, which would have been, as we're recording that would have been Sunday, just basically on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I drove to and from the BBC. And both days, absolutely, when I say packed, I don't mean like, you know, a football match has finished and there's crowds of people everywhere. But I just mean like it looked like a normal day in on the high streets. You know, I drove through several areas. I drove through several areas in North London, and the shops are busy. People are on bike rides in big groups. There's families all out. On hikes. I drove past Finsbury Park, and there's people sitting in the park having picnics and that. And it is, and I get that we're getting mixed messages from you know, the government and the powers that be, that they're saying work from home if you can, social distance, blah blah blah. But they're also saying, oh, but if you want to go out, you know, and you keep a safe distance, go out. But like, a lot of parks and green spaces in London are quite small. And if everybody's heading to the same place, you know, social distancing is not easy.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's 100% true. Like, you know, we've got near the studio, we've got some canals that are usually really quiet on Saturdays and Sundays and stuff like that. But word on the street is they're just packed now. People are walking along them. And if everyone's outside social distancing, but they're in close proximity, well, you're not social distancing anymore, no. Are you? You're now, you know, you're kind of just going out and spreading disease. And I think a lot of people need to think about, it's the potential factor as well, isn't it? So it's like, it's not just thinking about, oh, you know, it's low risk. If you can make it no risk and there's no potential, then that's better than anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see as we get more from the government going on.
I saw a meme earlier on today, which kind of sums it up for me. And it was like, you know, when a picture's got kind of, it's like split in half, if you know what I mean? So like at the top of the picture, it was like, the UK normally, and it was like a family and they're all sitting on their sofa with different tech in their hands. You know, one of the kids got an iPad, the dad's on a laptop, the daughter's watching TV. And then like the bottom picture was the UK in self-isolation. And it's like like a rammed picture of a park and stuff. I think it partly comes down to like, people don't like being told what to do. You know what I mean? And now that we've got this kind of, oh, everything might be getting locked down, like in Italy and in Spain and places like that, people are panicking and they just want to be outside.
Yeah, they want to get outside because they're worried. I think some people are worried that they're going to get told that they have to stay in. And yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see. But, you know, just got to take it as it goes, man. You get me? And like I said, just, you know what? Use the time, I'd say to everyone, just to enjoy that Netflix show, read that book, listen to that album. You get me? Chirps that person that you fancy. Use that WhatsApp game. Yeah.
Although you won't be able to see them for a while, so you know you might have to wait for the rewards of that WhatsApp game.
Yeah, but it means you have all the more time to build up that momentum. You get me? To strengthen the linkage.
That's true.
The lyrics. You've got loads of memes flying around. Hey, look at this. You've got excuses to talk, man. Hey, how's quarantine going for you today, baby? Day six, locked up.
Well, it's, again, another thing that I've known, a lot of people have said they've had more conversations with close friends and family now that they've had, they're being forced to FaceTime and stuff like that than they would have done anyway, you know, so.
Yeah. How was your Mother's Day? How did you spend that? Was that a FaceTime jobby, WhatsApp?
Well, I just sent my mum a few messages and stuff. I don't normally go down the FaceTime route, you know, for Mother's Day or anything like that. But, you know, I wished her a happy Mother's Day and all of those things on social media, which is the kind of way of the world now, isn't it? And then I had to go to work. So
there you go. It's the right way to do it, man. I'll tell you what, one thing I do like about this, or one thing I'm finding very entertaining about this whole situation, and I'm not taking away from the seriousness of it, Nick, I'd like to thank you for highlighting that at the start of this podcast. I'm loving the conspiracy theories that are coming up, bruv.
Oh
man.
Why?
The imagination of the public's amazing.
Why are people like this? It's like anytime anything happens, you've got these people that just, you know, are digging into stuff and just like making these stories. And the problem is, because of things like social media now, you can't stop the spread of this madness.
Cannot at all. I mean, the thing is, with this whole kind of, like you said, the he said, she said, he said kind of side of social media, bruv, it's, we're getting some great ones out there, man. I mean, you've seen the voice notes going around saying, my cousins, uncles, aunties saying that the army are mobilized right now and they're walking down the street.
Yeah.
That's one.
And then like people took it to the next level and they like the canal next to where your studio is. Did you see the one where someone like photoshopped a big Navy ship?
I mean, if you're going to have conspiracy theories, we spoke about this just before we pressed record, but what about conspiracy theories like Disney Plus, eh? Mm. Coming out tomorrow. Yeah. Today is the 23rd of March, 24th of March. Disney Plus drops. What a great way to get everyone indoors watching streaming services, bruv.
What I will say for Disney, obviously, like I'm pretty sure the bosses at Disney didn't want a worldwide pandemic or anything like that to happen. But for their numbers on launch are going to be phenomenal. And, you know, we get over the coronavirus and it becomes ancient history, the numbers will still be there. And in the words of Big Nasty, numbers don't lie, you know, and those numbers will always be there. So whenever Disney Plus are talking about, well, when we launched, we smashed it with 6 billion zillion trillion downloads, like, you know, like, that will always be there.
Exactly. And whoever owns the rights for Contagion, that film that came out, it's the guy who helped to get rid of smallpox in real life. He wrote a film, Contagion. Contagion. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But that film is going to get streamed so much over the next few weeks. People love to watch something that gets them a little bit paranoid. Well, but you know what, Nick?
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you seen the Pandemic on Netflix? It's
trending.
Yeah. So Netflix have done this thing now, haven't they, where they show the top 10 most watched things in your country on that day. And Pandemic's been in the top 10 for the last week because people love getting themselves at it, don't they? They're watching it.
Yeah.
Going, oh, see, look, that's what's happening now. See, you know what I mean?
It's mad. Who else is winning from this conspiracy theory? I mean, the supermarkets.
Yeah, I mean,
the toilet, numbers.
Toilet paper manufacturers, pasta makers. Like, you know, pasta. You cannot get it. Do you know what I find strange? I was talking to my missus about this, and it's like people. It's almost like people need to see other people buying something to then think that that's the important thing to have. So
yeah.
And I get the reasons why these things are sold out. Like soap is really hard to get at the moment, in the liquid form anyway. Bars of soaps are quite plentiful, but you know, the Carex and stuff like that. Hand sanitizer, you cannot get it anywhere. It is impossible to get hold of. Toilet roll and then pasta. But there's still loads of other stuff around on the shelves. But because those aren't the kind of go-to, like in fashion things for people to panic by, they're just still on the shelves. It's strange.
Yeah. Spelt I saw on the shelves. That was the last thing I saw in my shop before I decided to not go out in the public anymore. And spelt is basically something you can use instead of rice or pasta.
Right.
Whenever I look at a plate, I'm always like, it's going to have some carbs on it, some meat on it, or some protein and some veg. Spelt is like the carb part of it.
Right.
And basically, I think because not a lot of people know what it is, it's not clearly a pasta or something you can eat like that. There was loads of that on the shelves. So I was like, oh, all right, I'll take a couple of cans of that then. Nice.
Like I say, people have wildly just grabbing what everybody else is grabbing. It's another reason why you can't get paracetamol, because we've been told that paracetamol is one of the painkillers that can suppress the symptoms of COVID-19, but ibuprofen doesn't. So when you go into the supermarket, there's loads of Nurofen because it's the active ingredient is ibuprofen, but there's no like paracetamol at all. Although I went to the petrol station the other day and they had like two full packs, as in like unopened, you know, like the packs that supermarkets have. So like a tray of like loads of packets. They had two unopened ones of those in the supermarket. Yeah. In the petrol station. So Try Man. Somewhere where you don't expect, I guess, rather, if you're trying to get hold of things. Going to the supermarket is mad because that's where
local
everybody
is. Oh, and baked beans, apparently, that's a thing as well. I didn't know beans were such a thing. I've not had a baked bean craving for a very long time.
Oh, no, I love beans on toast, mate. I'm all over. I'll probably have beans on toast for lunch when we finish this.
Just because I said it?
Well, I've got beans, but it's true what you say. You know, even last week, I went to a supermarket near me and... normally I get those like snap pots, they're called, you know, they're like little plastic pots and it's like one portion. He's banging in the microwave. Jobs are good and sold out, mate. Gone. Like,
really?
Yeah. I think like tin food is really coming into its own at the moment. We've all seen shows like The Walking Dead and stuff like that, where they go scavenging in a house, kill a zombie, and then go into the kitchen and steal all the tin food. That's where we're at. Not quite there, but you know.
Well, Nick, whilst he's talking to us, is hammering nails into his baseball bat. We're almost there. We're good to go.
To be fair, I did some work for Major League Baseball when they were over last summer in London, when the Red Sox played the Yankees. And because of that, they gave me a Louisville Slugger, which is the actual, you know, bats that, you know, a lot of people use in baseball. Though I don't know too much about baseball. So if that is not the bat that many people use in baseball, I could be wrong, but they gave me a Louisville Slugger and I could hammer some nails into it and do that if I really wanted to, but haven't seen many zombies out on the street yet.
Are you slyly letting us know that if it does go that way, you are prepared? Is that your way of kind of just putting it out there, Nick, that if there is an apocalypse and coronavirus does turn us all into zombies, you're going to be ready to go?
Well, I don't know if you remember, Marcus, but we've been to quite a few zombie themed events and escape rooms and things like that. And I am all over it, guarding the door at Zed Events in Reading, which sadly, I was reading an article the other day, actually. That shopping centre where that was is finally been purchased by, you know, a company that's going to turn it into flats. So they no longer do the zombie apocalypse in the shopping center,
which is a real shame. Oh, that's a shame. But yeah, you just reminded me, Nick, you in that situation, you, mate, you know what? If it does pop off, I'm turning up at yours, mate. I don't care. Because Nick Bright, in a zombie apocalypse situation, he took things so seriously. He had my six at all times. You were on your job. I remember we had to go to a radio room and like try and get through to someone else. And I was like, where's Nick? I turn around. You're like at the door. It's all right, Marcus. I've got this covered. You're like looking out windows.
I mean, I do get quite into it. I'm not going to lie.
I'm
a little bit like, if you're not going to get into it, why are you bothering coming, to be honest with you? But I will say this, that if there is a zombie apocalypse, you know, me and you are good friends, Marcus, but I'm rolling on my own. The more people that you have with you, the more chance of discovery and death, mate. Just roll on your own.
Bro, I'm big, man. I can punch up zombies. I'm sick out here. What do you mean? Just give me something sharp and I'll start slapping their heads off.
I've watched The Walking Dead, mate. You know, you can't trust people.
Oh, I wouldn't turn on you, Nick. I'm one of the good guys.
I'm not saying you're going to turn on me, but you might make a mistake and then I'm dead.
Like there's a bunch of zombies walking past us and I just let off a fart. Oh, sorry, Nick.
That's what I mean.
It's them beans that we've been having that we nicked from that house the other day. Oh, fucking hell.
Then I'm brown bread, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. All right. Here's a website that I came across the other day that I think you'll like. And it's kind of leads into what we're talking about people going crazy in the shops. So there is a website which is designed to help you know whether you have enough toilet paper throughout the ration, this whole situation. It's called How Much Toilet Paper. It lets you know
I think I've seen this.
So yeah, howmuchtoiletpaper.com is a very simple calculator. In fact, I'm on it now. We can do it now live on the pod. How many rolls of toilet paper have you got, Nick?
Without counting, I don't even
know. Yeah, off the top.
Off the top, I'd say probably at least 10.
Nice. 10. All right, cool. And this is a bit personal for the podcast. How many toilet visits do you have a day?
Usually just the one, unless I've eaten something funky.
Okay, so we're going for the one movement. That's very healthy, by the way, Nick. Well done.
Yeah.
So
around the usual time as well in the morning.
Yeah. You know. We've now got advanced options as well. At the moment it says that you will last 160 days, which is 1,043% of the quarantine, but they've added some extra options here. Average number of wipes per trip, Nick?
I don't know. That's an impossible question to answer because, again, it depends if it's a sloppy one or a solid one.
You know let's go for an average. I'm going to say five, six, six. All right, yeah. I'm going to put six wipes.
If it's a sloppy one, so you know, like sometimes it's like never ending. You know, like you're wiping and you're like, fucking hell, like where's this coming from? But then sometimes it's like you wipe and there's nothing on the, they're the good ones because it's like in and out quick.
The magic shits where you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Did I even shit or not?
That's proper. Mm. Like it's mad annoying when you're just wiping forever.
All right. How many? I've put six down anyway, hypothetically, Nick. How many sheets per wipe shall I put down? One, two, three, four. Four and a fold, I'm like. You get me? It says how many sheets on a roll, but I don't know.
Who knows that stuff?
Yeah. People in household, I'm going to put in one because I want this from Munich. And how many days of quarantine? I've got 14 days of quarantine. So adding those extra factors in, you'll last 67 days, hypothetically, Nick, somebody with wiping.
I'm laughing, like mate. 67 days. You know, I might just stay. That's over 2 months.
Yeah, that's 479% of 14 days. But if I jump this up a little bit, I can find out exactly how many days. One second. Let me do this. Days of quarantine. Let's pump that up to 60. There we go. So yeah, you would last 65. This is a wicked website as well. You would last 69. No, not 60. You'd last 68 days, Nick, with that current amount of toilet paper, hoping that you don't have too many sloppy ones. So there you go.
That's what I'm talking about, mate. You know what I mean? So I'm all right. You know,
and, that's all good.
And I don't need to buy any more, but yet you've got people out there who are just wankers, basically. Like that's the best way for me to describe them. I was trying to think of a more intelligent description for them, but they don't deserve it.
That's fucking idiots. And also, like, I don't know about you, but I don't know, maybe it's because I just shop differently, but I was always like raised to just have pasta and stuff in the cupboards already. So like I did a quick like itinerary and I realized that if it really does go badly, I've got like a couple of months of food. You don't need as much as we think. We're not doing anything. If you're staying indoors, you don't really need to eat much, do you?
Yeah. I mean, the problem is when you are indoors, you just binge on junk and stuff.
Smash food, man. Smash food. I mean, speaking of binging, what have you been watching then when you're at home?
Well, what I've decided to do is I've decided to, well, I'm watching the new season of Better Call Saul, but that's only good. That's only releasing one episode per week, you know. So
come on, Netflix.
Yeah, but well, I interviewed Bob Odenkirk a little while back, and in fact, when Better Call Saul first came out, and he said the reason they're doing that is because he blamed it on Americans, but I don't know if he was blaming it on Americans because he was with a British person, but he said it's because the Americans would just steal it. They'll put it all out if we dropped it all at once. But anyway, so I'm watching that. But in terms of what I am really watching to pass the time, I've decided to go back and watch all of the US Office. So,
oh yes, how many seasons? You got seasons on seasons of that, ain't ya?
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, each episode's around kind of half an hour to 40 minutes as well. So it's like, that takes up a lot of time. Because I did the British one, the original Office with Ricky Gervais, but that's only two seasons long. So you're through it in no time. And I'm going to start again, Game of Thrones, which is controversial because I still haven't seen the last season of Game of Thrones because I didn't watch it when it was on because I wanted to binge it all at once. And then I saw the fallout about how disappointing the ending was. And I was like, I don't want to watch it. But now, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. And I've decided I'm going to go right back to the start and watch it all again, including the final season.
Jeez. I don't know why you're doing that to yourself, but yeah, fine. Fair enough, Nick.
What about you? What were you watching?
Do you know what? I finally, just before we got asked to self-isolate, I finally finished watching every single episode of Star Trek all the way up to Picard. So I've watched everything from the original series 50 years ago, the animated series, The Next Generation, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, all of the movies, all of the new movies, and all of the Discovery as well, Enterprise, all of that. I've watched hundreds and hundreds of episodes of Star Trek, so I'm finally up to date on that. So I'm looking for new things. I've done the new Altered Carbon on Netflix, which is quite a nice watch as well. There's a new animated version of Altered Carbon as well that they've given us as an add-on. I've watched all of Bulletproof 2 with Ashley Walters and Noel Clark, obviously, because we got to watch like the first three episodes of the season anyway. So when it dropped, I got through that.
Yeah.
What else have I been watching? There's Avenue 5, which is another sci-fi thing on Sky that I'm watching. Because actually, Nick, sorry, guys, listening to the podcast, this is a little bit personal. Do you remember Will Smith from One Extra?
Yeah.
Will Smith, Tim West's producer. He directed the final episode of Avenue 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a show with Hugh Laurie, quite a few other well-known British and American actors in it. It's about a spaceship that's stranded on Mars. It's kind of like a cruise ship, so it's kind of got a comedy value to it. So it's not a very, very straight and serious program. Sci-fi and a bit of comedy. And William Smith, ex-BBC Radio 1 Extra producer, left the BBC, went and studied film and directed the final episode of the season.
Wow, I did not
expect
that. That's a meteoric rise, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, give him a well done. That's not a bad look at all.
Yeah, yeah.
From Tim Westwood's producer to Hugh Laurie's director.
Damn, baby, shout out my guy Will Smith.
Shout out to Big Willie in the house. So yeah, any suggestions for me, Nick, knowing that I love sci-fi?
I don't really watch too much sci-fi. When you said Star Trek, I was like, that'd be torture for me. If you said to me, right, we're in quarantine now, you got to bang through all of this Star Trek, you know, episodes, I'll be like, what? Like,
oh man,
just put me outside with the coronavirus because I don't fancy this.
You're not feeling talking about the dilithium crystals and warp drive and warp speed.
People are always offended when I say I don't even know the order of the Star Wars movies. I don't even know what order they go in.
The fact that you just spoke about Star Wars and Star Trek in the same conversation is just showing the level of disrespect you have for both of those, Nick.
I obviously I know they're not the same thing.
No, I'm rambling.
But just like, is it like Star Wars? That's first. Then it goes Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Then it goes Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Then it goes
Episode one.
Yeah. I was going to say that. The one with Anakin Skywalker and Darth
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. Yeah. Yeah. Then it goes. Now I'm lost. I don't even know the title of another one.
To be honest, I can't remember. Is it A New Hope or something? I don't know. It's, episode two, episode three after that. And then after that, episode four, five, six.
Exactly.
Done. Job there done. You go, Nick. Wicked. Nice. So the first three films were episode three, four, five, and six. Then it was episode one, two, and three. And then we've had seven, eight, nine.
Why,
there we go.
Why Bosch. Would they, it's so annoying that they did it like that. They just done it like that to be dicks. You know what I mean? Like, you've got one, two, and three that came out years ago. Why are you trying to bring out a one? Like, what's just, it's so stupid. I know why they done it before people start getting on me, because it's like those ones are prequels, rough, and all of that. But it's just annoying.
Mate, if there's one thing you don't want to do, Nick, is fuck with the sci-fi world, right? I'm currently getting mad heat on the internet because of my love for Star Trek. And if I'm honest, because of my love for the amount of sex that they had in Star Trek and the coverage that I gave on my Instagram, I've become one of the reporters, one of the presenters for Trek Culture, which is an offset of What Culture? Just like an online...
I know What like Culture.
Wicked. Oh, sick. Yeah, like my YouTube mate channel.
Simon Miller does the wrestling on there.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I've not met him, but I'm aware of Simon now. Yeah.
He's wicked. He's a good guy. Really good guy.
Oh, nice. So, you know, Simon Miller does ups and downs of NXT. We do ups and downs for Star Trek Picard over at Trek Culture. Adam Clary does that. And I do some of the lists. And I did a list for 12 actors that didn't enjoy their time on Star Trek. And I've just been so crazy busy at the moment. I pronounce Leonard Nimoy slightly wrong. Oh God, I'm doing it wrong again. Mate, the roasting I'm getting for calling the actor that was Spock. I think it wasn't even his surname. It's because I said, like, instead of just saying Leonard, I went Leonard. And they were like, fucking, I don't know whether it's a cultural thing, but you're disrespecting the whole franchise. I'm like, brother, I just said, I said his name, not even wrong, just like a slight twig on it. Brother, I'm getting, on the YouTube comments, they're like, love this video, fucking hate this presenter, he needs to die, call himself a Trekkie, disgusting, get out of here. I'm like, right, all right, mate, chill out.
That's YouTube for you, mate.
Yeah, mate, staying off the comments for that, learnt my lesson, right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Anyway, right, so right, let's give some advice for the corona people, Nick. There's a one thing that people haven't thought about during this period of time, and that is, should you be cleaning your smartphone? Should you be wiping down your smartphone as the coronavirus outbreak continues? Now, I know you know the obvious answer for that, Nick, which is...
Yes.
Yeah, of course. But people haven't thought about how they can actually do that. So first things first is... If you can't get some hand sanitizer, yeah, because that would be ideal.
Yeah, which you
get
can't.
Yeah, which you can't. Get some wipes, man. Get some antibacterial wipes and wipe down your phone. You should be trying to wipe down your phone regularly because there's no point in washing your hands for 20 seconds and then touching up your phone because your phone does carry, I think coronavirus, they say, can stay for up to 72 hours to 3 days, they're saying, on something. So, yeah, man, use a microfiber cleaning cloth to pick up some extra dirt and dust. And, yeah, man, just don't be feeling up your phone all the time.
I was about to say, getting the antibacterial wipes is murder now as well, bro. You go to the supermarket, you can't get them, mate.
It is indeed. Or do you know what I've started to do? I've started to do hands off with my phone. I'll come in, I'll use my phone. If I'm going to eat my food, I won't touch my phone while I'm eating my food. Do you get me? Simple ones there, man. What else has been going on? YouTube and Facebook and Netflix and Prime have all decided to lower video quality in Europe. So much online content is being consumed. They are reducing their video quality to help European networks deal with demand from people staying at home during the pandemic. A Facebook spokesperson told Engadget that both Facebook and Instagram will temporarily reduce video bit rates in Europe. Bit rate is just the quality. That will help partners handle bandwidth constraints and keep in contact with people. How insane is it, Nick, that we are putting pressure that is hurting the internet? There's that much consumption.
It is... mental, really, isn't it, when you think about it? But it actually makes sense, because what else is there to do at home, you know? And especially because kids have now been told, well, kids are not going to school unless your parent is a key worker, so kids are at home all day as well, even if they're not watching something on Netflix, they're playing video games online, which is taking up a lot of bandwidth and stuff like that. So it kind of makes sense on Saturday night. I don't know whether it's just me or if my internet was playing up. But, you know, I've got Virgin Media, and I think I've got like, I think I've got 100 meg down as well. So I've got a decent internet here. But
yeah,
I was watching The Terminal. I thought I'd just go back, throw it back. Tom Hanks.
Nice. Classic.
And it just kept stopping And then taking ages to load. And then it'd play a little bit. It'd play another kind of like 5 minutes worth and then do the same thing. Stop, circle in the middle of the screen, go up to 25%, stay on 25%. And then, you know, it's just like, this is mad annoying.
Yeah. So what did you do? Did you just have to let it go or did you just try and stick to it?
I managed to complete the movie, but like, you know, the movie's, I mean, what is it, an hour and 40 minutes long or something like that. But I ended up doing it in like 2.5 hours.
Gee.
Something like that.
You know what, Nick? I respect your resolve.
There's nothing else to do, mate. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. House Party app is making a comeback though.
Okay.
House Party app is are you not on it, Nick? This would be great if you weren't on it, mate. So House Party app. Are you on it, Nick, or not?
I don't think so. As far
download as I know. It. House download that now. House Party app is an app, right? Nick, please download it. It's great. You'll enjoy it. And you open it up when you're bored, and other people that are on House Party, if they're on it with you, and trust me, Nick, there's quite a few, I guarantee you'll have mates on there. They can just click on your profile and then you jump into a voice chat together. But if you're in a voice chat, Nick, with somebody I don't know, it says Nick Bright is in a voice chat with X. I can jump in and start chatting with you as well. So you just have random people popping in and out. It's kind of like having a local. It's kind of like the local in a soap. Random people just pop in all the time. It's where things cross over. It's quite interesting. And as well as having a chat, blah, 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 you can also play games like Heads Up. You can play a game where you've got to draw something and everyone else has got to guess what it is. You can play trivia games as well. They've got some version of Cards Against Humanity. It's sick. And it's all in the app. You do need internet though, Nick. So just
can I just say, it's my worst nightmare having to just talk to complete randoms, and randoms can just jump into my chat. Why on earth would I want to do that?
You can lock a room, but don't you just want to jump into someone else's chat as well?
Do you know what this sounds like? This sounds a little bit like that app where, like, I think it was called Chat Roulette, and geezers were just wanking on there. It sounds like that.
It is kind of like Chat Roulette, but everybody kind of has a name and a profile that they've set up, so. Unless I wanted to set up like a wanky profile and just start jumping onto stuff, it'd be weird. And plus, you have to have like contacts as well at the start. Right. So if I didn't have any contacts, then I couldn't just start jumping on and pulling out my cock.
It is weird how like dudes behave like this because, you know, I Julia Hardy, you know.
Yeah, man. And she gets terrorized.
Yeah, she gets a lot of these guys just sending her dick pictures for no reason. I'm like, what? Is this how men behave? Like, who are these guys? I don't think... Do you think, because I don't think so, I don't think I've ever met somebody who would do that. But then I think to myself, it's so commonplace that maybe I have. Maybe we've just got a generation of secret dick pic senders out there and we just don't even know.
So the same people that said it was disgraceful to be hoarding toilet paper that are sitting on like 1,000 rolls at their house, they're the same people that are like, yeah, I too, Nick, think dick pics are disgusting, and the first thing they do when they get home and the door closes is open up a chat roulette and just go like that on it.
So weird. So strange.
But the thing is though, for people to just live life sending dick pics as like as their intro game, it must work at some point.
I mean, if you throw enough shit up the wall, mate, eventually some will stick, so I'm guessing they're just going for that.
If you throw enough dick into chat roulette, it will stick.
That's what they're hoping for.
I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel if I just got a penis sent to me as an intro if I was a lady. And I don't think there's any way that I could turn that into something positive ever. It's insane.
Yeah, very strange.
Very, very strange. We are going to see more strange behaviours on the internet. Go on, Nick, get on House Party app and I'll get you on the podcast in a little while and we'll talk about it. Try it. Will you just try it out for me, mate? You've got nothing better to do. At some point in the future. Go on, just whack it on.
Maybe at some
point. See a few mates on there.
Maybe at some point in the future.
I'll add you in. I'll lock a room. Yeah, I'll put us in a locked room together and then you'll be all right. All right, Nick? Also, just so you know, guys, Twitter and Facebook are removing fake information, which there's a whole load of flying around on the internet. I knew Facebook was actively removing posts because a few people I know were complaining because their posts got taken down, but their posts were absolute bullshit. But Twitter is actually working on culling content, which is basically fake. So the site, which has got millions of users, as you know, said content that could place people at higher risk would contravene its safety rules. So they've used an algorithm and some human power to enforce coordination with trusted partners, including the public health authorities and governments, to continue to consult with information for sources so they can find out when they're reviewing content what is correct and what is incorrect as well, which is quite nice to hear at this moment in time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to hear, because like we said when talking about conspiracy theories earlier on, like I'm here for it for entertainment purposes, but some of the stuff you see online is just total bollocks.
Oh yeah, it's proper pants. I mean, yeah, I think you really spoke about the canal with a ship in it, all this stuff about people, armies being mobilized to take over the streets. Now I'll be honest, do I think that our armies are mobilized for situations? I think, yes, there is probably a conversation happening now saying, guys, let's be prepared in case we need to support people. But that's what would happen. That's what I'd expect to be happening in this country at the time. I don't think they're readying the army to come and punch everyone up if they're outside their house at 5 minutes past eight at night. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's probably going to be like in Italy. Is it Italy or France? I think it is. They're doing fines for people. I've seen that somewhere. See, I don't even want to spread that because I'm not 100% sure. Forget that. This isn't real, but I've read this. Apparently, there are fines being handed out in certain places. You need paperwork.
It's very hard to tell what is real and what's not, you know, and I can understand.
Even I almost did it.
Yeah. I can understand why fake news spreads so fast because, again, everybody's just at home chilling, doing nothing. But
exactly.
You know, I've read that as I've seen that thing that you're talking about as well, where you need a permit to leave your house and stuff like that. Don't know if it's true. Cannot verify.
Well, you know what? It's my a good mate of mine, Seb Delaney. He's a car journalist. He said, I'm full lockdown here in France. I need to fill out this document to go to the shops or the pharmacy. I'm ready to go to the groceries. He then talks about his fancy ass car because that's what he does.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. So there you go. That's somebody who's a real person, verified, but he's not a news source.
I didn't even know you knew Seb Delaney because I did something with him. I did a show for Red Bull a few years back and
he came
on. He's a good guy.
Good guy with some serious whips.
Yeah.
He's got some serious cars out there.
We're not talking S&M when we say whips. We're talking cars, mate.
Yeah, yeah. He he loves a car and he's got a few of them around him.
Doesn't he live in Monaco?
He basically does.
If you're not aware of him and you like cars and stuff, get him on YouTube. But he does everything twice. He does it in English and then he does it in French. Yeah. It's mad to watch. So when he came onto my show, he was vlogging with the guy that films a lot of his stuff was with him. And like they would do everything once and then he'd go, right, now I've got to do it in French and then do exactly the same thing. But be like, ah, bonjour. Wow. Okay.
I found it really confusing because I didn't know that he was doing it at first. So he was like doing a thing and I was in the background. I was like, hey guys, how's it going? He's like, I'm going to do it again. And I was like, cool. And he's like, eh, je n'ai pas. And I was just like, bonjour in the background. Merci. Yay. Au revoir.
Au revoir, mate. Salut.
Merci bouquet. Yeah. All right, mate. So for the foreseeable, Nick, man, have you been getting into downloading apps and playing stuff, or is it just been TV? Because I've got some apps here, bruv.
For me, it's mainly just been watching stuff. I haven't taken the boardometer up a notch yet to downloading stuff, but no doubt I will end up doing it.
Yeah, let's leave it there now. Make sure you check out some Trek Culture stuff as well, though, Nick. I'll tell you what, some good stuff on there, mate. Presenter's getting a roasting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might go on there just to see the comments.
Oh, bro. Honestly, it's one of those ones, yeah. I looked at like three comments and I was like, nah, I can't read the comments on this again.
I love it because I do a lot of stuff. I mean, not at the moment for obvious reasons, but I do a lot of stuff in the world of football. And you just cannot please everyone when you're talking about football. So I'm used to it. I find it quite funny. So every time I finish my Radio 5 live show, there's just like a stream of tweets, like people fuming about something that's happened on the show. So at first I was like, oh, this is a bit mad. But now I'm just like, eh. Whatever.
Yeah, you just got to take it in it and just giggle a little bit because otherwise, it's not. You can't take that stuff to heart, bro.
On the chin, mate.
Diehard fans, yeah, they are diehard, right? But yeah, it's like Star Trek stuff is like Beyonce level. It's like the Beehive, bro. Yeah. Serious. Actually, another quick bit of news that came in. Actually, do you know that Amazon's temporarily stopping shipping for non-essential products in Italy and France?
yeah, I saw this, and I'm a little bit concerned that that might extend over here, because as things stand at the moment, deliveries are still happening.
Yes,
as normal. So I'm a little bit worried that that's going to stop, because you know, it's not just food and stuff that people need. Like, once, and I, listen, if it's comes to a stage where it needs to stop because it's severely unsafe, then obviously I support it. But people need some other stuff. It's not just food. If these people working from home can't get certain things, then the work from home stops. But health over everything and all of that. So if it does need to stop, then exactly. I do support it.
Exactly. I'm yet to find out what counts as non-essential, because for me, 7 bottles of vodka can also be used to disinfect hands as well as making a cracking martini. Yeah. So who's winning there then?
Exactly. I mean, that's why I've been ordering all the vodka. You know, when it's turning up, people are looking at me sideways and I'm like, mate, it's for the disinfectant.
God. It's for the disinfectant.
Yeah. Well, what are you guys looking at? Why are you all staring at me? Delivery driver's like, I'm here by myself, mate. There's nobody else. There's nobody else.
But yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what Amazon deems as non-essential. And for a company like that to really pull back is interesting, because Amazon really do stand to win at the moment, because people do need stuff delivered to them. So no doubt they are making probably the most amount of deliveries that they ever have, ever, because people have got to stay in and stuff gets shipped. I mean, some stuff got delivered to my place and the delivery man's very interesting. He popped it on the doorstep outside, rang the doorbell. I opened the door. He was standing like 3 meters away from me. Yeah. He was like, "It's your delivery, mate." I was like, "Oh, okay."
He's like, "I don't want to come near you, mate." One of the things I noticed on Amazon is you cannot get, I wanted to get a webcam before this all went into lockdown, because obviously I've got one on my MacBook Pro, but the quality of it's bit crap. So I wanted to get a decent one. You can't get the, is it Logitech?
The Logitech C90. Yeah.
But I'm trying to get the C922. So it's
C90. C922. All right. C90. Cool.
But both of them anyway, the 90 and the 922 are both sold out and you cannot get them.
All right. Because we are looking at...
Like, they're sold out on PC World. They're sold out on Argos. Sold out everywhere, bruv.
All right. Well, leave that with us, Nick. We might have something knocking around there, actually. That's interesting, because we are looking at starting to do visualizations with this. But because this is like the first week of lockdown, I just wanted to get the episodes out and lock them down. But let's have a look at that, Nick. Wow, I didn't even think about that, mate.
Because everyone's working from home.
I know certain microphones have gone offline as well. Like, they've all been ordered as well, because certain people don't have their microphone setups at home. So there's like USB mics and stuff that have just kind of been all sold out as well. Interesting, man. Wow. This, we could come out the back of this with people being very comfortable with working from home.
Yeah, I was.
This could change industry.
I was talking to my housemate about this earlier on today, because, you know, things are going to change. And once we come out of this, I think at first people will be desperate to go back to work because they want to get out of the house and all the rest of it. But then when it's like, oh, well, I need to work from home, and their boss is like, oh, no, we don't really have a work from home policy here, they'll be like, well, I did it for 3 fucking months, mate. So...
Qualified.
Yeah.
Been there. Completed it, mate. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's yeah, man. It's like, yeah. I mean, look, desperate times calls for desperate measures, but, you know, pressure can create diamonds, innit? You get me? Yeah. So who knows what will come out the back end of it. Very interesting. There was one other thing I wanted to talk to you about before I go. I don't know if I can remember it. Might have to save it for the next ep, Nick. I don't know what it was.
We've all forgotten it.
I don't know. I don't know. I should have written it down somewhere. But man, I just feel like, yeah, like it's a very interesting moment in time at the moment, man. Like, it's we just got to take it day by day and see how it goes. I think the fact that there's a lot of unknown is one of the most interesting things about this as well, isn't it, right?
Yeah. I mean, nobody knows. Everybody's trying to predict how it's going to happen. People are looking at what's happened in other countries and trying to relate that to our own. But,
yeah,
you know, it's tough to know. And we're not even at the worst of it yet. They're predicting the worst of it's going to happen here around the end of May or June. Yeah. So, we just don't know.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, and I'd like to get a healthcare professional on the show at some point and kind of just get some information for us on what's going on. I don't know how that will work because things change so quickly. So I don't want to put out information that's kind of, incorrect 2 days after it's come out because it was correct then. But I think that's something that we'll definitely try and bring to the show. Some ignorance quenching content that we can have direct from the horse's mouth because I think that's super important at this time, man. What you got planned with the rest of your day then, Nick?
I'm full on, mate. I'm wall to wall after this.
I bet you're busy.
After this, I need to, this is genuine, I've got to phone my accountant because he's going to go through all of the, implications and, everything that's what we're entitled to. And life is real at the minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It is very, very crazy at the moment, because I'm self-employed and, things aren't looking rosy for self-employed people. So, I've got to speak to my accountant and see what he's saying. So I'm doing that. And then I'm just flipping chilling, mate, because there's nothing to do.
We need to get you on some computer games. We need to get you streaming some games, Nick. That's what we need to do. Get you on that Animal Crossing.
Maybe.
Get you on that COD.
I've got to watch Game of Thrones in the office, so I'll probably do that first.
That's a lot. So you're going to do both at the same time. How are you divvying this up before I let you go?
Well, no. I'll do all of the office, and then I'll do all of Game of Thrones.
And what can you do? Can you do like a good 6-7 episodes in a day? Can you smash it like that?
Well, I generally don't tend to watch that many during the daytime. So like during the daytime, I can still kind of do emails and like little bits and pieces and blah, blah, blah. It's kind of when it hits the evening and I just start banging them out then. And I tend to do kind of, on average about 5 or 6 episodes before I nod off to sleep. Because I do it, I just have it on. I have it on when I'm in bed and then I just fall asleep.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Yeah, fair enough.
This is life now, mate. You know what I mean? It's mad.
Proper retired life, innit? What'd you do? Hey, just watch a few episodes of my show and go to sleep. And I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah, it's awesome as well, mate. I'm exactly the same, mate. Nailing it. And then, but are you doing, because I've started to do this, are you doing the daily routine? Because obviously as self-employed people, we've had to make our own routine. Are you still kind of giving yourself I need to get up at this time and go to bed at this time? Or is that all out the window?
Not really. I've seen people saying that they're doing this, but I'm just like, what's the point? Like I can understand if you've got kids, I get it. Yeah. If you've got kids, cause kids benefit from a routine and blah, blah, blah. But like, I ain't got no kids. I get up for what? Like, that's not me saying like, I'm just going to lay in bed all day. Cause I honestly get really depressed if I'm in bed all day, but like I generally set an alarm for, like 7:45 or something, but then I just snooze it loads and then just get out of bed when I fancy it.
Mm.
And then like, if I've got things like this to do, cause I'm not doing like absolutely nothing. I've got like bits and pieces to do. So I normally plan my day around that. But in terms of like getting up and keeping a routine, what, like wake up at 7 a.m, get in the shower, breakfast by 8, watch 3 episodes of The Office by 10, like what's the point? Like just live life. I don't understand why people need their life to be so regimented. And on that note, like one of the things that's really frustrating me is that, I feel like some people need to be spoon-fed by the government to stay indoors. I don't mean to like turn this into a rant at the end of the podcast, but like,
go for it.
Some people are like, they absolutely need to be told what to do. Like, why isn't Boris telling us to stay inside? Why? It's like, just fucking stay inside. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need the government to be like, right, you have to stay in now. Just do it for the greater good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it for the greater good. There are a few people who are working for companies that are making them come into the office. I hope they sort their shit out because that's not nice. But yeah, Nick, no, thank you for killing an hour with us, man.
That's
appreciate
right.
it, bruv. Hopefully we'll get you on the show a lot quicker than we did between the last show and this show because let's be honest. Actually, no, you were on for the Noel Clark one and Ashley Waters one. That was our last one in the flesh. That was the last time I saw you, Nick, real life.
And it's mad.
Before the apocalypse.
Like this has all happened since then. And, now I don't know when the next time we're gonna see each other is.
Yeah, man. I mean, let's all be honest as well, Nick, with the listener, right? We were cracking jokes before that interview saying, well, you know, this handshake culture's gone now. We're all kind of like elbowing each other instead of spudding each other. Noel Clark and Ashley Waters were using the hand gel. We were as well. And we were all saying, well, like things could be getting a bit crazy. That was only 2 weeks ago, bro.
I know. Now it is. Now it is crazy.
Now the government is saying to stay in your house. Do not leave. Crazy. So yeah, please be safe. Oh, that was it. One more thing. There is a link which we'll put in the show description. We'll make it the only one. It's a link to an official World Health Organization WhatsApp smart chat window where you can actually, there's a list of things we can get up to date, stats, myth busters, and information around what you should do around this whole coronavirus scenario. It's legit. It's official. It's one of the most direct ways of getting information about this, which hasn't come from random sources all over the internet. We'll put that in the show description. I'll put it on my social media and we'll put it on the How to Kill an Hour social media as well. Pretty sure Nick will share it after I've just told him because it's a pretty good idea, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, we'll put that out there as well because I think the best way to kind of get through this as well is to quench your ignorance from sources that are legit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
fuck yeah. Facebook and Twitter from random people who aren't doctors, yeah?
Yeah, my brothers, uncles, dads, sisters, yeah. Sons, boyfriends, cousin, like, fuck all that shit, man.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Keep it real. And also make sure you join our Facebook group here at How to Kill an Hour. We're going to start throwing around loads of content where we can discuss talking points moving forward. We're going to have some opportunities for our audience, you, to get involved in the shows as well over the coming weeks too. Where can we find you online, Nick Bright?
It's at Nick Bright DJ on Twitter and just at Nick Bright on Insta.
There we go. I'm at Marcus Bronzy, B-R-O-N-Z-Y, on all social media channels as well. I'm going to do TikTok. I've decided. I'm getting involved, bruv.
I can't. I'm too old for TikTok, bro.
I'm jumping in. I'm doing it.
Like, good luck with that.
I'll let you know how I get on. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.